This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. I'm Katie Ganaway, and we are here with Captain Michael Salomonsky of the Madison County Sheriff's Department. Welcome, Captain.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Good, thank you. We are talking about the annual Drug Trends Town Hall, and that's presented by the Partnership for a Drug-Free Community, and that's happening July 26th. And Captain, you're going to be on this year's panel, is that correct?
That's correct. I've been on a few others also.
Do you know how this year's panel was selected?
They try to take a cross-section of people. They have law enforcement, pharmacists, doctors. They also have people that specialize in treatment. They just have a melting pot sort of people who deal with drug trends and enforcement as well as treatment.
So what sort of topics are you guys going to discuss at this panel?
I think this year's panel is going to focus on the opioid crisis, which is like, you know, prescription pills, things of that nature, but also the heroin and the fentanyl epidemic that's hit this country.
How do you yourself get involved in the community trying to keep it drug-free?
Well, there's a lot of ways that we do that. You know, primarily as law enforcement, we enforce the laws. But also, as we meet people, we try to give them guidance. We try to get them to places that can get them some help if they have an addiction. Because, you know, if you lock somebody up with an addiction, they're going to get our in-house treatment that we have, but they're not going to get cured. So sometimes not everybody needs jail. Sometimes we need to guide them in a direction so they can get help, which is actually a good thing about the opioid panel that's going to take place. You have a cross-section of people who are not on the panel, but who represent different organizations that are here in the city of Huntsville in Madison County, and they will give help to people who come to the forum looking for help for either a family member or a close friend or somebody that has an addiction problem.
So that's how the people who come are going to be helped. How do you think this panel helps the people who are running the panel?
From my aspect as a law enforcement officer here in Madison County, we have to interact with the public because, you know, that's who we represent. I mean, that's who we enforce the laws. So what happens is we hear from the people in the neighborhoods where they have problems, and they have the opportunity to give us information as well as their opinions. So it's the interaction level between the community and the panelists that we would not normally get to hear from.
I was reading the statistic that over 1,000 people in Madison County went to Huntsville Hospital for drug overdoses in the last year, and that there are 3 people overdosing a day in the county. Are most of those opioid overdoses, or you also mentioned heroin?
What's happened is we've regulated the Percocet, things that have that in there, okay? So what happens is, as we governmentally tighten the leash on the ability to get the pharmaceutical grade, heroin comes back because it's the high, it's the oxy part of it. So now what happens is, to make the heroin high better, or they think make better, they add the fentanyl. So therefore you have the drug overdoses, and then you also have the deaths from that.
So for those who are listening to this who may be dealing with drug addiction, or have, you know, loved ones or people they know dealing with drug addiction, what sort of advice would you offer to them?
I've had a lot of experience. I spent roughly 18 or 20 years in a narcotics unit here in Huntsville, Madison County. The thing about it is this: when you're dealing with that addiction, the person that has that addiction has got to want to get away from it. It has to be their decision. There's no way that you can force that on somebody.
When they do make that decision to go and get help for themselves, what sort of resources are out there in Madison County?
We have a lot of institutions. Some of them are faith-based. Some of them are regular medical facilities. And then you have groups that have had the addiction, and they have come full circle. They've beaten the addiction, and now they're sober. And that's what happens at the forum. People exchange their business cards, and they have a network. And this network talks to each other. So when somebody says, you know what, I've got to try to beat this addiction, I'm ready to get out of it. Then if they don't have the financial capability, there's these groups that are nonprofit, and they help rehab them.
So for the people who want to help others who need that sort of help, are there volunteer opportunities or programs that they can get involved with in Madison County to do that?
Yes. And the best way for you to do that is to come to the town forum. And there will be a plethora of people that are there that will have questions. They will also have answers to other people in the audience questions. And then they will pave the way for them to make those contacts if they want to help.
And is there anything else that you would like to add about this town hall?
Narcotics could affect anybody. Drug addiction doesn't know religion, it doesn't know race, it doesn't know sex, it doesn't know any of those things. It just knows that when somebody makes a mistake and has that addiction, that it's a beast that grabs a hold of them, and it's very hard for them to shake. The Partnership for a Drug-Free Community does an excellent job of doing these programs. So I would not miss the opportunity to come out. You'll meet all kinds of people from all different walks of life. It's a pretty good experience.
All right. Well, thank you for talking with us today, Captain.
You're welcome.